Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, welcome back. We are back. Back like we never left. It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you, but we're back now. Blog Talk Radio. This is Ian Mackey, my boy Vance Owens, and this is the Sports Scene Podcast. Vance, say what's up to the people, baby.
What's going on, people out there?
Hope you all in this. It's been a minute since we did this, man.
Oh yeah, it's been a long time, about a year and a half.
A year and a half, man. I've been on one, man. It's been my fault, man. We back on, man. Let's keep it going. We're gonna do this every week. At least try to get once every week. If we get 2 a week, the people are gonna try to bring you once a week. But let's start it off. NBA season is here, and it's like Christmas, man. I think every time NBA starts season, it's Christmas. The Christmas Day game, that's Christmas. NBA draft, that's Christmas. So NBA just gives me love every year, and I'm excited about the NBA season. I like football and all, but the NBA, that's the love of my life. So, Vance, we're going to start off with the NBA. We ain't going to start off with the Warriors. Everybody know the Warriors are going to be where they're going to be. Let's start off with Jimmy Butler, man. Jimmy Butler asked for a trade. He said Minnesota didn't want to pay him, so he went out. Man, how you feel about Jimmy Butler wanting out of Minnesota?
I think it's more than just not getting paid. I mean, I hear him talking about the big bucks, but it's a lot of backstory going on. So, I mean, it's a lot of, you know, people talking about Jimmy Butler and she calling into the town girlfriend. So I don't know what's going on with that. But as far as the team-wise go, I think, man, he got a solid team to build with. I mean, I know you might say Andrew Wiggins don't play as hard as he can, but he is a talent. And I just wouldn't give up that team to go to a team like Miami, you know, who, like you said, they got some decent players, but they not. Nobody is great than Jimmy Butler. Nobody is the caliber of Andrew Wiggins or Colin Town. So I don't know if I would want to get traded to Miami. New York either, because New York is a deal. So I don't know.
Yeah, my thing is with Jimmy Butler, I get that, you know, they don't want to pay him and he wants out. But at the same time, you're just not going to, if I'm Thibodeau, if I'm the owner, I'm just not going to get fair value for Jimmy Butler. I'm just not. I just think if you're looking at Miami, Miami got a bunch of hype. Deion Waiters, Hassan Whiteside,
Josh Richardson,
he
used to be good. Yeah,
it's a lot. They got a lot of eye. They got a lot of low spades. They got a lot of, like, a 2 and a 3, and none of them gonna help you win the game of spades. I just feel like they got. They're going, man, how many books can you count? And you really, you know that hand, if you playing space with somebody, they really can't count a book. That means they ain't got nothing to give you. And if I'm
a handful of space, can't count.
Can't count. And I can't do it. I got Big Joker, Little Joker, King, Queen. I got 2 hearts. If I'm Minnesota, no, I ain't taking that mess you got. I ain't taking that mess you got in your hand. So if I'm going to ride out with Jimmy Butler, I'm going to see how the season goes. I'm going to ride out with Jimmy Butler, man. I just feel that, you know, if I'm Thibodeau, man, if you walk, okay. But I'm not going to take trash back. I mean,
so
I would
about
love you to leave
to Houston?
Man, and Houston ain't got nothing for me either. If Houston ain't willing to give Chris Paul, I don't want to hear nothing. Listen, I'm not giving up Gordon Hayward. Eric Gordon. I ain't giving up. I don't want none of that trash. All that trash you got on your team, you can keep it. I don't want none of it. Ain't none no team has the value outside of Celtics and Gordon Hayward for Jimmy Butler. And, no, I'm not doing none of that. So outside of that, no, I'm not trading Jimmy Butler. So, you know, Jimmy Butler, man, if I'm Minnesota,
I got a trade
now.
I got a trade for you. What about trading back to him? What about Zach LaVine for Jimmy Butler and throwing in a couple of players? Trading back. I mean, Zach LaVine he's coming off a knee injury. And, I mean, but him and Wiggins played good together. They played good together. And just that whole chemistry they had. Oh,
no.
That might be
true. I wouldn't want Jimmy Butler. That just sounds horrible. But, no, I'm not. No, this ain't no Indian giver. No, if I'm Chicago,
I mean, but
I'm glad
if
you're
Chicago, you know what you're getting out of Jimmy Butler, though. You know you're getting a
good
defense.
Yeah, but
I like
Chicago, young nucleus. But we're gonna wait for Chicago. I got a prediction about them. But, no, Chicago got a young team that's going to grow. I believe in that young core. Keep that young core together. If it ain't Boston calling me, if it ain't the Lakers calling me, if it ain't Golden State calling me, I'm not taking a phone call. Those are the three teams, if I'm in Minnesota, those are the three I'm listening to. Outside of Philly, and Philly ain't giving up Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid, you give me Markelle Fultz in the first round pick, then we could talk. But outside of that, I'm not trading anything crazy for Jimmy Butler. It just doesn't make sense. It just, for Minnesota, it don't make sense to give away your best player and come back with trash. Like, oh, honey, I came back. I left with $100. I came back with some Spam and some Kool-Aid. No, baby, if you leave with $100 to go to the grocery store, I need you to come back with some steak, some potatoes, some good stuff.
Shrimp.
Good stuff, some Hennessy. Yeah,
you
know, I'm bring back no Spam and Kool-Aid.
Yeah, but you said you would take Markelle Fultz in the first round draft pick. I don't even know if I take this deal because Markelle Fultz, you don't know what you get to Markelle Fultz with his jump shot. And then a first-round draft pick from Philly is not a first-round draft pick like it has been in years. Philly is going to be in the playoffs this year. You know, so
well,
your first round, and they're going
to
go.
Listen, at any rate, Minnesota, just stay packed. Well, let's get off Jimmy Butler. Lance, we're going to talk about what's on the NBA season. It's right upon us. We're here, Jimmy Butler. Man, we know the Golden State Warriors is going to be in the finals, man. We know what Golden State Warriors is going to do. They're glory road right now. Everybody want to beat them. Everybody want to play like them. But people don't have to play. What I don't understand about the NBA, it's a copycat league, right? Copycat.
Yeah.
So everybody wants to do what Golden State do. But no one in the NBA outside of Golden State has a Steph Curry and a Klay Thompson. Ain't nobody else in the NBA got those two players who could space the floor like that. And then Kevin Durant, we got to be shooting all these threes. I just hate sometimes watching the NBA, even though I love it so much, that everybody just does is grinding and shoot threes like Golden State. No, if you ain't a three-point shooter, you need to go to the rim. I get that it's all about the metric and everybody, the analytics that you shoot threes and twos. Sometimes you need to play that mid-range game. Some teams just need to shoot mid-range jump shots. They don't have three-point shooters. So how do you feel about, Golden State Warriors and everybody trying to be like that?
Well, I'm going to feel like the same way you feel like. I think that Golden State is a unique team. You got even adding Cousins in, a big man who can shoot from the outside like he can, and he can also post up. And you got even your garbage player, Draymond Green, who on another team, he might not be what he is, but on Golden State, he fits their team perfectly. And you got KD, you got Steph Curry. I mean, you can't beat them. All of them can shoot threes. Klay Thompson can shoot, play defense. KD has picked up his defense intensity. It's a hard team to match up with against. Even the bench players is not what they used to be, but they're still decent. And then you take like a team like Houston, the 3-2, but all these, like you said, all these other teams coming out, everybody trying to shoot threes, running, gunning, it just don't work for them. And I know Golden State has won, and they've been winning for the last year, but like you said, you got to work with the players you got. And if you don't have players who can shoot those threes like that, you need to play back to the inside. Let's go back to the bigs. And play, you might have to play like Memphis. I don't know if I want to play like Memphis, though.
Listen, all I know is that if you got the ingredients to make Sloppy Joe, don't try to make steak. I hate to refer back to food, but you got to work with the ingredients you got. And that's why I think we're going to transition this to talk about LeBron to the Lakers, because I think Magic Johnson seems that everybody's trying to be like Golden State, so he's going to do it a little different. He's going to get players who can penetrate, kick. Give them a little depth, 10 deep, because Golden State's weakness is their bench. Like, you ain't going to beat them 5-on-5. Once Cousins gets back, 5-on-5. But I feel like the Lakers, I don't think they'll be better than a 4th or 5th seed, but I truly believe that they can make some noise. They can make some noise in the West. It'll be different for LeBron. LeBron's out there, Brandon Ingram. Now, my best lineup with the Lakers, and you ain't going to believe this, but it's going to be Rondo, Brandon Ingram, LeBron James, Kuzma, and down the line, not this year, maybe next year, Mo Wagner. Now, right now it's going to be JaVale McGee, but to me, their best five on the floor with LeBron James is Rondo, Brandon Ingram, LeBron James, Kuzma, and Mo Wagner. Now, Mo Wagner's coming off a knee injury. He's a rookie. He's going to take him some time to adjust, but I promise you, Luke Walton's going to play that lineup, and people are going to be like, wow, they're going to go. They can switch a lot. Defensively, they may be a liability, but I think Brandon Ingram is going to grow defensively. I think Brandon Ingram, this will be the year. You'll see the growth in it. His third year will be the year he really grows. A lot of pick and roll, a lot of guys that can handle the ball. And take some pressure off LeBron. And that's what you want. LeBron going into his 16th year, you want to be able to take the pressure off of him. I just think the West, they've seen Kevin Durant. They've seen Russell Westbrook. They ain't seen LeBron James consistently every night with this youth around him. Sometimes when you hang around younger people, your blood gets to moving a little better. You got a little more balance in your step. You know, being around a young team like that and young guys, I think LeBron likes being around the young courts because when he went back to Cleveland, he played with Kyrie. Kyrie was young, energetic, dancing. And I feel like as he gets older, he needs that youth on his team that loves the game of basketball just as much as he loves it and ready to push themselves to the next level. Man, how you feel about the Lakers going into the season, man?
Well, I feel like the move that LeBron made, like you said, I'm with you on that. LeBron likes being around the young players, man. I feel like the only thing I say about the Lakers is I think that, you know, like you said, their best lineup to you was Mo Wagner in it, but I have seen in preseason where they didn't put Kuzma at the five. I think that's not going to play out well for them. It's like he's trying to make Kuzma like a Draymond Green type player, and he's not.
Well, I feel like in today's
score.
NBA, that may be able to work. That may be able to work, man. Because a lot of people don't throw down to
the big. He can't defend the post. He can't defend the inside at all, though. He can't. I mean, I've seen him in preseason. He just plays.
But who
posts up? That's not his spot. I mean, every once in a while you get somebody to post up. So, I mean, you know, every once in a while
every
you get somebody to post up. But as far as, like, I think Brandon Ingram is going to make a big jump this year. I think this is his year to come out. And I think, it's not going to be his team because LeBron was there. But if LeBron wasn't there, this year would have been Brandon Ingram's big time coming out party. He is going to come out, but he's going to be in LeBron's shadow. I think and I don't know what you're going to get out of Lonzo Ball. So, I mean, he's working on his jump shot, but he is really going to be a good backup. And I think playing with LeBron is going to help him out. I mean, I don't think he's going to live up to the hype that he got before he got in the NBA, but I think he's a decent player. So, I think overall the Lakers are going to be good. Probably a fifth or sixth seed at best to me.
Yeah, so you said 5th or 6th. So, we're gonna, I mean, let's go over our predictions for this NBA season. I feel like Golden State versus the Rockets in the Western Conference Finals. Sixers and Celtics tonight, like it's going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals. And I feel like the Boston Celtics versus Golden State, and Golden State wins in 6. I feel like Boston pushes them a little bit with the youth. It's still, you know, inexperienced being in those big-time moments. And Durant three-peats and walks off. I think Durant wins his third NBA championship and head out, man. He leaves and comes to play in L.A. next season. Now, I feel like a up-and-coming team, I feel like Chicago and Orlando are going to make a push for the playoffs. Those are going to be my surprise teams in the East. I really like Brooklyn. I want to pick them to be the really team that jumps and be like a 6 seed, but I really need to see how D'Angelo Russell plays early in the season. I really don't have any upstarts in the West. I just want to see Aiden play well. I want to see James Jones do well as a GM. I know they signed Jamal Crawford, and they add some veteran leadership to that Suns locker room. I like that from James Jones. That was the first good thing that I've seen him do as a GM. They still need to find a point guard. They didn't do that in the last 2 years. I mean, they tried to try Alfred Payne. They just need someone that can help Devin Booker space the floor, run an offense, get Aiden going, get Dragon Bender going. But those are my predictions for the NBA season, and I really think that Chicago has a chance to do something. I'm praying Orlando finally gets it together. I don't trust Frank Vogel, but I see the talent down there. I know they have talent. I know they just keep adding all this talent, but can they put it together for a season? And, man, I like the coach Atkins from Brooklyn. I just want to see D'Angelo Russell. I don't want to jump and say, Brooklyn, 6th pick, lock it in. But I really don't see no difference in the West outside of the Lakers finally making the playoffs again. But RIP to Paul Allen. I should have started off with that great owner of the Portland Trailblazers, great owner of Seattle Seahawks. He's done a lot for that town, man. Portland is a really nice basketball town. I truly enjoy watching Dame Lillard and all of them, so I hope they have a good season in honor of Paul Allen. fans. Well, what's your predictions for the NBA season, baby?
Well, in the East, I think he left our team. I want to see what Toronto's going to do. I know they lost DeMar DeRozan, but you're replacing Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard has been looking pretty good. Huh?
I feel like Toronto going to Toronto. They're going to be good all season and come play out sometime. Kawhi Leonard will show up, but Kyle Lowry ain't going to show up.
You got a different person. A different person in the situation with Kyle Lowry. Kawhi Leonard can put a team on his back. DeMar DeRozan, he can in times and moments, but in the playoffs, he ain't showed up. Kawhi Leonard's a proven player in the playoffs. You've seen what he's done. He's been playoff MVP. I mean, they won a championship when nobody thought they was. He was the Spurs when they played against the Heat. I just think, you know, and with Wright getting better and the players they got around them, I think they're going to be a better team this year. My dark horse in the East would be probably the Wizards. And I'm going to tell you why I say the Wizards. I think John Wall and Bradley Beal have a lot to prove this year. I think the White Howard with them is going to get him rejuvenated a little bit. Maybe he's not going to be the scorer he was in Orlando. Probably not. But he can rebound and he can block shots. And they need a person like that. They need defense. I think that's one thing that was lacking. A defense is anchoring. I think Dwight Howard's going to bring that to them. I'm not saying they're going to win the East, but I wouldn't be surprised if they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. But as far as I see who's coming out of there, I think Boston's going to come out of there. In the West, to me, the West already sold up. Golden State coming out. Like you said, dude, Golden State probably wins the championship again this year. I really don't want to see Golden State win. But, you know, it is what it is. They got the best team in the land. So, to me, the West is already sold up. But like you said, I would like to see what Phoenix is going to do. I'm really glad they got away from Alfred Payton. I wish New Orleans wouldn't have picked him up. But, you know, to be that starting point guard. But, you know, I guess they ain't have no other choice. But I just want to see what Phoenix are going to do. I want to see – and I want to see what the rookies are going to do. I want to see the hype the rookies going to have, you know, the hype. They're going to live up to the hype that they had in college. Just overall, I want to see a good season, I think. But I think in the end, though, Golden State's going to win the championship.
Oh, yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting season. I think it's going to be a great season. The NBA last year, Donovan Mitchell, I think Luka Doncic is going to do some things. Him and Dennis Smith down there in Dallas. I think the Kings going Kings. I just feel like, you know, I want to see how high Giles come back. He missed all of last season. I would like to see him and Melvin Bagley. I just want to see if Sacramento can finally get it together. I really would like to. If not, the Celtics get another top pick in the draft. It is just crazy how that's going to fold out for Boston, that they got all these picks. But, yeah, Vance, you know, the NBA season is here. I hope our prediction works out. We're going to remember this date, episode one of season two. Finally made it season two in a year and a half. But let's go to the NFL right quick, man. Let's get some hot topics, man. Let's go Jacksonville Jaguars, man. Vance, they got smacked down by Dallas. And Dallas ain't even that good offensively. But Dallas put 40 on them, man. I'm just saying. Jacksonville defense is good, but you can't leave them on the field for 36 minutes or more and expect for them to hold it down when Blake Bortles keep going three and out. I just didn't think that he could play this bad. I know he's not the worst quarterback in the NFL. Nate Peterman is, but, man, if they don't figure out this quarterback situation and get him going or get this offense going, man, the AFC South sucks as is. But, man, it's going to be rough for Jacksonville, man. Let's talk about Jacksonville.
I mean, like you said, Jacksonville has a great defense. Jalen Ramsey leading the field, leading the team, talking big noise, but he has no offense. The offense don't back him up. Leonard Fournette is out. Blake Bortles throws too many interceptions, make too many bad reads. I think they took Dallas lightly this week. I think they thought they were going to roll them down and blow them out. But Dallas had a balanced attack. First time to me that Dak Prescott really looked good, looked comfortable in the pocket. You know, the running game was going. Ezekiel Elliott was catching balls. The defense played. That's had some great linebackers, too. Young linebackers. I know they, I don't know all of them by name, but they had some great linebackers. I think one of them, Jaden Smith, he played pretty good. The defensive ends are playing pretty good.
Their defense is legit. Now, they can get their offense going a little more. I like the way they rolled out Dak Prescott. I like the way they did his read option and let him take off. He had 80-some yards early in the game. You know, I think he ended up close to 100 yards or more. But he really played well, man. I think they did a lot of things on that offense. They still don't have no wide receiver. Now, if the rumors are true about the Raiders shopping Amari Cooper, even though John Gruden said it would, I would like to see Amari Cooper go to Dallas or go to Carolina. Carolina really needs a legit. I mean, Devin Funches is all right, but when you had a player like Amari Cooper, and if he's available, if I'm Dallas, if Carolina, shoot, if I'm Jacksonville, you get a player like Amari Cooper. If he's available, you need somebody to help you take the top off your team, off the field, and throw some attention other than looking at Leonard Fournette and T.J. Yeldon and D.D. Westbrook can only do so much. You add some player like Amari Cooper, if he's available, and you offer the right thing to the Raiders, which probably won't be much. So I think they want draft picks. I think John Gruden wants to rebuild his team to the draft and get rid of all those salaries. But, yeah, and Amari Cooper to Dallas or Carolina would be a big deal in the NFL. It would be a good big deal before the trade deadline. Now, let's talk about the Bills. Man, I don't even talk about the Bills as a team. I feel like their coach does a really good job scheming. But when your backup quarterback comes in after Josh Allen leaves and his name is Nate Peterman, trust me, he's going to throw a pick six. Nate Peterman is a poor man's Matt Schaub. Matt Schaub, he'll look good in the moment. But, like, Nate Peterman looked okay for, like, a game a year ago, a game and a half. And then all of a sudden, pick six. Like, that's what he throws. Remember, Matt Schaub used to throw pick six. He used to call him Mr. Pick Six. I promise you, every game, he's going to get you a pick six. So if the Bills don't release Nate Peterman, I'm looking at the organization as, y'all don't know what y'all doing. Says there's no way he comes in the game after quarterback getting hurt, down, game tied, that's just about to hold on and win this game, and you throw a pick six.
You saying that, you just don't see how they hold on Nate Peterman. I mean, and I just don't see how if Peterman is in the NFL playing and not, why Kaepernick is not. I mean, you can say what you want to about him with the flag and everything, but, you know, at least he's a better quarterback than that. That's why I say that I think that, you know, I just don't understand the situation at all. But like you said, the defense, Buffalo defense played pretty good. They keep the team in the game, but when you're throwing pick sixes, when you're three and out every play, I mean, the defense don't get tired. Same thing I see about Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville is a better overall team than Buffalo, but their defense are quite similar to me, but I think that Jacksonville has a better overall team than Buffalo does.
Yeah, and if Buffalo don't try to get Teddy Bridgewater, if Jacksonville don't try to get Teddy Bridgewater or RG3, like, I feel like those teams who really need a quarterback, there are quarterbacks that are really good backup. Shoot, Jacoby Brissett. Like, he's out. There are quarterbacks out there are capable of playing that are better than Nate Peterman, that are better than Blake Bortles. You have to trade, give up a third-round pick, give up a fourth-round pick, make it conditional to see how good he plays throughout the season. You can set it up to a way where you can get a quarterback in there, and Blake Bortles keeps sucking. You can throw RG3, or you can throw Jacoby Brissett, or you can throw Teddy Bridgewater in there and see what they can do. Because obviously what you've been doing ain't been working.
You're saying Teddy Bridgewater. I think the Saints going to keep Teddy Bridgewater because I think they know Drew Brees. I mean, it seems like as far as age goes, Drew Brees at the end of his rope, but he's still playing well. I think they're going to keep him online. But, yeah, I know it's some better quarterbacks than that. Now, Bruce said,
feel like Drew Brees got like 3 years left for him. Drew Brees looks like he got 3 years left for him.
Yeah, and if he has 3 years left for him, they can find another quarterback in 3 years. So he would be a good trade to make for both teams. But
yeah.
I really don't think it's gonna be hard to get Bridgewater from the Saints. But like you said, if I am Jacksonville, I am looking at a quarterback. I don't see why I haven't been looking for a quarterback. I personally have been saying Blake Bortles was kind of garbage since he got in the league. You, on the other hand, you have confidence in him. I don't. I have to have a little faith though.
I just give him a shot, man. He looked good in that Patriots game. I thought, see, look, there you go, Blake. I've been on Blake Bortles Island by myself, and I keep looking around like, why am I still here? Why am I still on Blake Bortles Island? Why am I here?
Yeah.
And I've been trying to hold on for dear life. The water keeps rising. Ain't no food left. All I got left is Sam and Velveeta sausages. And I'm like, why am I still here? Ain't nobody coming to save me, because everybody like, we told you not to go on that island. That island's bad. It's got some voodoo on it, and you shouldn't be on it. But Blake, look, you better show up next week, or I'm leaving the island. I'm SOSing off this island. I'm trying to hold on Blake Bortles Island, but he keep letting me down, man. It keeps hurting me that I'm trying to ride out, and I try to have faith in quarterback. Give him a shot. I ain't got no faith in Nate Peterman. I've seen enough of him. People are like, oh, I see something. I see nothing. Nothing.
I don't see anything Nate Peterman either. But going back to Blake Bortles, you might as well get your sign ready, though, because it's time to get off the island.
It's time to get off the island. I'm going to hold on one more week on Blake Bortles' island. They got 4-3. If they can get to 4-3, then 5-3, and everybody keep losing the AFC South, I may stay a little longer on the island, man. I may get comfortable, give me some coronas or something. But, Vince, let's go to college football, man. Now, there's only one reason we talk about college football on here. The only reason I put it down on our list of things to talk about, because you love the SEC, and the SEC is the cream of the crop. I want to say, okay, they're the cream of the crop. Georgia, everybody beat up on one another except Alabama. I feel like the rest of the conference is the Big Ten, the Pac. Outside of Alabama, I feel like the other teams can compete. The other teams can compete with y'all. I don't – Clemson can compete with y'all, you know, but – I hate the fact that you love SEC and they're so good. I mean, I'm a Big Ten guy. Michigan plays Michigan State this week. That's going to be a really good game. I hope Michigan pulls it out. I want to get in Jemele Hill mentions and be like, yeah, because they have been beating us a lot lately. And I hate
– I mean, Go ahead.
I just hate the fact that we've been losing to – Michigan State and Ohio State. I'm losing faith in Jim Harbaugh. I'm all in. I even thought about being Jim Harbaugh for Halloween. Like, I've been all in, and he has not been producing. But, I mean, man, let's talk about the SEC, man. Mississippi State, they got a big game this week, baby.
Oh, yeah. It's a big game in the SEC every week. I mean, Mississippi State play LSU. LSU just came out from beating Georgia, but you can't take Mississippi State lightly. Mississippi State has a good D-line. They have a good front seven. The secondary is all right. They got one of the best safeties in the land back there in the back. But it's the SEC. You never know. You got to come play every week. Only team in the SEC, like you said, Alabama, is head and shoulders above anybody. But you're saying you think the rest of the team can compete? They can compete for a little while, but the D-line and the offensive line, the SEC, run the show. And after a while, all that running and pounding on you, these teams ain't made for it. They're going to give up. Fourth quarter come, SEC going to take over. I know you don't like to hear that. And like you said, you're a Big Ten fan. Michigan State, it's a good story. They had history. But their history is over with, man. SEC runs the college football. They have been doing this. This is about, what, 2000? Since 2000. It's 2018.
Well,
how many times has
a team
other than the
six.
SEC has won? And that's
Michigan's number six. If we can just stay around there and we can beat Michigan State, we get going, we keep winning, we stay 5 or 6, we stay in that round. We get to Ohio State, and they stay number two. We beat Ohio State. As long as I would love if Michigan was number four at the end of the year and Notre Dame was number two. And we are number three. And Michigan's number three, and Notre Dame's number two, and we play them in the playoff, and whoever Alabama plays, whether it's I don't even care, whoever Alabama plays, is four.
One SEC school,
what I wouldn't give to see Alabama versus Michigan, just to see if we can beat them. I want to be Notre Dame first, but the goal is to win that championship. The goal is to beat the teams that are out there, and I would love for Michigan to win. I would love for Michigan to win and do their thing, man. That's all I want, man. I want Michigan to do their thing, but it's SEC, man. Until someone beat them, they're the kings, man.
It seems like you live in a fantasy world, too, over there, talking about you hope Michigan plays Alabama and you hope they win. But, you know, Shea Patterson is a quarterback that plays for Michigan. He is an SEC product, and he plays good. He has played good against Alabama, so he might have a little chance there. But I don't think he's going to win, man. I don't think he have a chance. Matter of fact, I don't even think you have a chance of beating Notre Dame, but we'll see, though.
Now, we got to get past Michigan State and win the Westside games and beat Ohio State before we even had that talk. The Vans has been a really good show, man. Back like we never left. It's been a long time. We should have left. We're going to try to bring y'all another one next week, and then we're going to see what these NBA predictions go. But let's hope every SEC team moves next week. Van, I'll talk to you later, baby.
Not going to happen.
We'll do it again next week. Back like we never left.
All right,
Sports team. We out.